a bit of a mixed answer to that one. When we came back after the first lockdown, we made the decision at the time to finish out our competitions, but we done it on an opt-in, opt-out basis. So there were some clubs, obviously, weren't comfortable with coming back or didn't feel it was the right thing to do. So anybody that wanted to play out their competitions, we allowed that to happen. So really, there's some clubs, really, women at adult level in particular, some of them are out of business since last March, as in March 2020. And some of the others, the ones that got the cup finals and finished out their league campaigns, they would have last played in September.
And in a Facebook post at the end of last month, you stated that it's the league's intention for the women's soccer there to hold summer competitions. So that certainly pricked up some ears around the county. And have you any update on that?
Well, yes, we're in the process. We're in the process of contacting the adults clubs at the moment as regards what our intention is to do is to run the cup competitions, as in run the Wexford Cup and the Michelle Coleman Cup, Bowling Carpets Cup, etc. That they will be the divisional cups, the equivalent of the Billy Brown Cup and all in the men's. But the Wexford Cup as well. So we're hoping to start them end of June and run through and have them finished by the middle of August. From what we put out to the clubs as we've so far, we're going through them slowly but surely so that everybody, the right people, are all contacted. We've got a very good positive reaction because of when we came up with this idea in our heads, we weren't sure, were people happy maybe that because it'd be other sports or maybe be starting to go on staycations or whatever, that they might be reluctant to come back. But no, the reaction has been excellent.
And that is a problem, I suppose, that the league has to overcome, because plenty of people will be delighted to come back and can't wait to throw on the boots again and get back out to the field. But especially when we see in sort of women's games and in women's sports that, you know, an extended break like this, some of them might turn around and say, I am too busy now at the minute. I've just taken up a new job, or, I'm starting to work from home, or, maybe I have got plans for a holiday. How will the league sort of work to get those players back into the league?
Well, one of the positive things about coming back during the summer is that we have a lot more flexibility than we do during the winter. I'm not an advocate of summer soccer, by the way, that would have started a couple of years ago, but because I think soccer is traditionally a winter game. But on this occasion, to give everybody a chance or anybody that wants a chance, we can walk through. We're not just tied to playing your matches on a Sunday or whatever it is. You can try and stick some matches on a Tuesday evening if it helps people. We'll be as accommodating for this as we possibly can be, because to be fair, the way I look at it is, from even my work point of view, is that obligated to provide football is probably a strong word, but it is our role as a league. We have to give the people the opportunity if they want it. Now, if people turn around and say, we can't do it, we don't want to do it for the summer, we'll go back in normal in September, so be it. But like I said earlier, the reaction has been quite good, so we'll do everything to accommodate anybody that wants to play.
You mentioned you have a role there with the FAI, so you would have a more broader outlook of the football situation in Leinster and nationwide, I suppose, rather than just here in Wexford. Have we any idea whether, we'll be able to have cup competitions even into next season? The likes of a Gaynor Cup, will that be allowed to happen?
There's talks out. You picked the one thing that I don't have the expertise on, because my role in the FAI and the LFA is adult based, anything over 17. But even coming from our Gaynor Cup, talking about from Wexford, there is talks of the Gaynor Cup and the Kennedy Cup, I believe, potentially being spoken about going ahead in July. But like I said, I'm really only surmising on what I'm hearing like that, because I'm not part of that particular group.
No, that's fair enough, I suppose. But it would be a positive to see, that players that do, sort of get back and are firing really from June onwards, I suppose, they'll be able to go on and represent their county, because that's what everybody wants to do.
Of course, yeah. And look, and once again, going back on what I said earlier, I think if that can be possibly done at all in any way, say, everything is all about doing it all safely. It is important, obviously, and I'm not going to start throwing out cliches or anything, but it's important that everything is done properly, safely, adhere to all the protocols, and everything goes back as normal. And the last thing we want is further lockdowns or further sport being stopped because we couldn't do this or we couldn't do that. So once it can be done safely and once it can progress, everybody should be given the opportunity at all levels, the ordinary players, the elite players, the National League players, everybody should get their opportunity if once the opportunity arises.
For people that might be a little worried about going back, what kind of protocols are in place for the testing of players, or what will happen if a player does test positive?
Well, I suppose that's going to be the very same as what it has been from day one. All the clubs have received all their news or all the protocols, all the guidelines It will still be very much the same. People will still, even with the going back on training on Monday, which, fair enough, which actually is surprisingly just full contact, they still have to go through the protocols. No hanging around, no waiting in the car park. Make sure they're sanitised, make sure that they stay safe. And when the training is over, they go home. Very similar with the matches. Don't be turning up in big groups and hanging around. Play the matches. They will be, at the moment, even when the games come back on the 7th of June, there will be no spectators. Now, people would say that's a very strange rule in junior football, but I suppose, look at it, there has to be just put there to keep everybody aware and safe. So, yeah, it'll be very much as it is in that regard. Until the things start to lift, there'll be no dressing rooms, no showers. Basically, it'll be football.
That's what we want to hear anyway. And listen, one final question here, and well, it's not really a question, it's just to highlight the fact that we will have one Wexford person representing the league heading for the Olympics this year, of course, Michelle O'Neill. Brilliant for her, but not really a surprise now, given the level of respect that she commands in the game now. And it's just brilliant to see that we do have, you know, somebody flying the purple and gold out in Tokyo this year.
Yeah, Michelle had... people say Michelle is very lucky, or Michelle is actually very, very good at what she does. She works very hard at what she does. Even though she is probably one of the best in the world at this stage, she still trains hard, she's still always on the ball. But Michelle was always like that. Michelle played in our league for years. She played with Adamstown, played with Wexford Celtic. She represented the league on our interleague squads, and she was always a very, very committed person. And what I liked about, like, I know Michelle quite well. And even when she kind of started getting into the refereeing, and I think she got the line at the under 10 school boys cup final, she actually treated every almost as she would treat the Olympics as she's going to. So Michelle deserves everything that she's getting out of this, and it's not by mistake, it's just by pure, it's actually proof that hard work, commitment and dedication to what you want to do does work.
Absolutely, and we'll be certainly keeping an eye on her out in Tokyo this year. And just to sum up again, so hopefully some summer competitions coming back, you know, plenty of people will be absolutely dying for these. They'll be all following the protocols because nobody wants to be the one that ruins this for the summer coming up. But it's your intention then to have the return of normal league structure, I suppose, by September, is that right?
Yes, the last thing we want, and this is the thing that's coming from national, and we're all preaching this, no matter what we do during the summer or what we want to do, we're actually after going through a couple of tough years now at all levels of football, trying to, and even to go back to underage without harping on, like, between half seasons moving into summer, then moving out of summer seasons and going back through half seasons to get back into winter season. There actually hasn't been really a proper underage season anywhere for the last 4 years, and then definitely there's been problems obviously with the virus and the lockdowns. So the last thing we want is more problems. So hopefully in September, everybody will get back to normality.